Dr. Gildea's salary package totals $340,000 a year. That includes a base salary of $235,000, the standard district benefits package, including health insurance and state retirement. New to the salary benefits package is a school district-owned home for the new superintendent to live in. District Business Administrator Todd Hauber says the board expected to pay over $200,000 a year to attract the caliber of talent the Park City community expects. Dr. Amber Conley recently left the Park City School District after 5 years as superintendent. Conley's base salary was $170,000 plus benefits.
But yes, we will be paying the new superintendent more than we were paying Dr. Conley. Dr. Gilday comes with a great deal of experience and expertise. And in the marketplace right now, it costs a little more to get that type of superintendent into a school district. We had also visited with HYA and asked them to kind of sound out where the candidates might be on pay ask. And so we knew kind of where that would go. And it was in the above $200,000 as we were going through the candidate pool.
During public input at Tuesday's board meeting, the board was asked by Park City resident Jim Tedford to explain the rationale of paying the new superintendent so much more. According to Hauber, the school board decided earlier in the year that a compensation package to attract a superintendent to Park City would require access to living in the school district boundaries. Gildea will be the first beneficiary of the new school district-owned residence. Hauber says it will be considered a capital expense.
So there's a different thought. Before we began the process, there was conversations and ideas given to the school board that we really, as a community, value having the superintendent living in the community and being part of the community, knowing that the housing can be very challenging here and affordability and being able to bring that individual in. The board felt that it was in their best interest in serving the community to make a residence a part of a permanent package, so that it's not so much buying a house for this particular superintendent, but having that as an asset that's available as we move forward in time, that there will be a resident for the superintendent so they can live in the community, be part of the community, and fully engaged with the community.
Conley has taken the head position of the Mesa Unified School District in Arizona with a population of 60,000 students. Gildea's background is as a superintendent for less than a year, leading the Greenwich Public School District, a district of just 9,300 students and 16 schools. Before that, Gildea led a school district in Illinois with 2,300 students and 4 schools, grades pre-K through 8. Hauber says the pay difference is somewhere in the range of $65,000 base pay between former Superintendent Conley and Gilday.
We absolutely get what we pay for. There's no doubt about that. And in the marketplaces we went into it for superintendents, we knew we were already in the plus 200 range. So we're feeling very comfortable what we're paying and what we're asking that superintendent to do. I hope it's not battle pay or hazard pay, but it's just we have an awesome talent coming into the district, and I think we'll have great benefits come from it.
There are comparable base salaries in the state, but for significantly larger school districts. According to most recent data, the Alpine School District superintendent earns $225,000 a year base pay for more than 75,000 student enrollment. Granite School District pays their superintendent $207,000 a year to manage a student population of 67,000. Park City School District has 4,800 students as of 2018. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.